Eddie, you never stop, says it. Of course, the rugby season starts for you in around about November. But we're here at the Junior Gold Game in Gunnedah as Hunter taking on Northern Inland. So you might be a bit conflicted seeing as you're from Scone, but you stepped down as the El Presidente there of the Scone Juniors, but done such a great job like so many before you, and moving forward as well.
Yes, yeah, it's we're building again this year. We had some great registrations so far. Registrations are open online. And we're looking forward to a great season. Definitely an inland, Northern Inland supporter. The Sun's playing in that side. And Central North are starting to fire up, ready for the country championships as well.
And that's a great fillet for the town, isn't it? Because Scone's really tight on those great days where we've had juniors come up for Central Coast and also Newcastle for the last 5 or 6 years. And they've been great days where heaps of money gets pumped into the economy of the Hunter Valley, not only Scone, but all over the place. And now you've bagged the big, big championships over 2 days. Tell us a little bit about that and the date it's on.
Yes, we've managed to get the country championships for under 15s and 16s. New South Wales, so we'll have about 8 zones in each age group playing. We are definitely going to fill the town, as well as Muswellbrook, I think, and all points in between. But it's great, and the Central North trials against Hunter and Central Coast are on the 13th of March, so we'll have another big one. A warm-up for the country championships, I suppose, but it's going to be a great, great country championships.
And what about some of the things we're looking forward to doing now that you've sort of stepped away? You're part of now Central North Juniors. It's a real challenge to get all those age groups filled to come and play rip footy. Great pathways, though, to be able to play not only within the championships, but also, of course, in the various age groups, both in New South Wales country, and hopefully get picked up by Junior Gold as well.
Yes, yeah. We had a great roll-up at the last trials, and we're actually trialling again today for anyone in Central North, and we've had really good numbers, probably close to the best numbers I've seen for a few years, which is great. And I've also moved on to New South Wales country, so I have relinquished the Scone one to go head off into the country a bit.
Yeah. And their great challenges, of course, is getting players to come up and all that sort of thing, and that's the constant thing, because there's nothing like getting a big star to come up and come to your day, because that just basically solidifies the kids playing the game and being part of the club for 50 or 60 years. And of course, Bernard Foley being injured for the Waratahs, I'm sure he'll be able to find his way around the countryside in the next month while he's injured. But Walshy, our development officer, what do you think of his work?
I think Walshy's on fire at the moment. I think he's doing a great job. We would love to see a few more guys come up to the country. Scone also has the Cauliflower Challenge coming on, I think, in the July, 10th of July, which is the school holidays. So we're working very hard to get somebody to come up, or one or two of them, to come up and show their faces around the country a little bit.
And what are the great challenges, you think, now that you've stepped down as a president, but now moving on to those upper echelons? Is it fighting all the other sports, or having better quality coaching for the coaches, or a bundle of things that need to be done?
I think there's a few things that we need to work on. The biggest thing is keeping the enthusiasm. I know Walshy's got coaching kids rugby programs happening in the next couple of months for all coaches and parents that are interested, which is a great progression for our coaches. But it's yeah, there's competition for kids playing sports, so we just need to keep rugby fun, especially in those younger age groups, but also be able to give them a path to progress.
Well, Friday night's always a fantastic night. It'll be at 4:30, 5 o'clock down there at the Rugby Park in Aberdeen Street, and hopefully you can get your child down there between the ages of around about 5 and 14. Hopefully it's one of those things moving forward that those kids can move through and play for the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. Finally, do the seniors sort of come down and make a bit of an effort to help you out, and tell us about our new president?
We're working working with the seniors a little bit more and trying to get the seniors down. We've managed to join forces with Corindai and Gunnedah in under 16s and 18s this year. So for the first time, we should have full teams in those age groups, in those Colts age groups. The new president of Scone Junior Rugby is Tor Kilman, who is extremely enthusiastic. We're trying to get a couple of come and try rugby days happening down there that he's working on, and I think we've got a great committee that are looking forward all the time.
You can find out more at the club, of course, go through the Facebook page, also go through the club's new website there, which is sconerugbyclub.com. And we want to thank you for your time, Eddie, and wish you all the best moving forward.
No worries, thank you very much.